Welcome in. Today we're making atmospheric jungle drones from scratch in Ableton Live, beginner friendly, using only stock devices, and one big rule, resampling only. That means we're going to generate a simple sound, record it to audio, and then keep reprocessing and re-recording the audio until it turns into this deep, evolving fog that feels like classic jungle intros and breakdowns. Think rainy warehouse, tape-worn haze, distant siren energy. And the reason this works so well in drum and bass is that the vibe comes from committing early and letting the processing print into the audio. Happy accidents are the point. By the end, you'll have a 30 to 60 second drone loop, plus two or three generations of resampled versions that get darker and more live each time. And crucially, it'll sit behind breakbeats and sub without turning your mix into mud. All right, let's set up the session. Set your tempo anywhere from 165 to 174 BPM. I'm going to pick 170 because it keeps the grid familiar for DDNB. Now create three tracks. First, a MIDI track. Name it Drone Source. Second, an audio track. Name it Resample Print. Third, another audio track. Name it Drone Final. On Resample Print, set the input so it records the master output. In the I/O section, set audio from to resampling. Then set monitor to off. That monitor off part is important. It helps prevent feedback loops and weird monitoring behavior while we're printing audio. Next, put a limiter on your master. Set the ceiling around minus 0.3 dB. This is just protection, because we're going to stack reverb and saturation, and resampling can jump in level when you least expect it. Quick coach note before we start designing, resampling gets way cleaner if you gain stage. Before you record a new pass, aim for peaks around minus 12 to minus 6 dB on whatever track you're printing. If it's hitting close to zero, the reverb tail can pump and distort in a nasty way once it's warped and stretched. If you need to turn something down, use utility gain or device output trims. Try not to fix it by pulling your master down every time. Now, let's build the drone source. On drone source, drop in Waveeatable. We're not trying to make a fancy patch. We want a solid core tone that can survive heavy processing. Set oscillator 1 to sine or basic shapes. Keep the position low, around 0 to 20%, so it's more pure. Turn on unison. Keep it subtle, around 20 to 40%. Set voices to 2 if that's available in your setup. Then idea is, a little width and wobble, but not a supersaw. Now play a low note. F1 to A1 is a nice zone for DNB. I'll go with A1. If it's too low in your room, bump it up an octave, but try to keep it in that low mid weight area because it prints really nicely into reverb. Next, we want some air and character without getting complicated. Add auto filter after Waveeatable. Set it to a low pass 24 slope. Start the cutoff around 1.2 kHz. Add a little resonance, like 10 to 20%. This is going to shape the brightness before it hits all the spacious stuff. Now add redux, but keep it gentle. Set down sample around 2.0. Keep bit reduction at 0. Dry slash wet around 10 to 20%. This is subtle old digital texture. It helps the drone feel less sterile when it's stretched. Now we add movement without needing to program a bunch of modulation. Drop in chorus ensemble. Put it in chorus mode. Set the rate really slow, like 0.1 to 0.3 Hz. Amount somewhere around 30 to 60%, and keep the mix around 25 to 40. This is that slow drifting width that makes a held note feel alive. Add echo next. You can sync it or go free time. A classic easy setting. Left at an eighth note, right at a quarter note, with feedback around 20 to 35%. Then use the echo's filters. High pass around 200 Hz so it doesn't smear the sub-region, and low pass around 4 to 7 kHz so it stays moody. Mix around 10 to 25%. We don't want obvious delay repeats, we want smear. Now the big one. Hybrid reverb. Pick hall, or shimmer if you keep it tasteful. Set the decay somewhere between 8 and 20 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 30 milliseconds. Size high, like 80 to 100%. Then do your cleanup. Low cut around 200 to 400 Hz. High cut around 6 to 10 kHz. Mix around 25 to 45%. At this point, even with one note, it should already feel bigger than the note. It's less like a synth and more like a room. Now we do the first print. This is generation 1. Arm resample print. On drone source, create a MIDI clip with one long note, A1, for 8 bars. You can do 16 bars if you want more variation, but 8 is plenty. Hit record and capture that drone. Don't overthink it. Sometimes the best drones are the first pass where you weren't trying too hard. When it's recorded, rename the clip right away. Call it something like Drone G1 Raw. Seriously, do this. When you start resampling multiple generations, naming is what saves your sanity. And if you get a take you love, duplicate the track and deactivate it as a safety snapshot. That's your don't lose the magic backup. Now drag that recorded clip from resample print down into drone final. Here's where the jungle magic really starts, warping and stretching. Click the clip in drone final. Turn warp on. Set the warp mode to complex pro. Set formants around 0 to 20 and envelope around 128. Complex pro is great for turning something musable into something cinematic, especially when you stretch hard. Now choose one of two classic drone moves. Option 1 is extreme stretching. Select the clip and consolidate it so it becomes a clean single file. Then stretch the clip from 8 bars out to 32 bars, or even 64 bars. You may need to temporarily turn off fixed grid so you can stretch smoothly. What happens here is the time texture smears, the little details become fog, and the reverb becomes this continuous bed. Option 2 is the freeze frame drone. Find a sweet spot moment in the audio, like a nice harmonic bloom or a crunchy bit of texture. Turn on looping and loop something tiny, like an eighth note to a half bar. Then turn on fades in clip view and add short crossfades to remove clicks. This is your de-click insurance policy. Even a 1 to 5 millisecond fade can make the difference between professional haze. And why is that clicking in my left ear? Once you've got a stretched or freeze frame drone, we're going to process it like audio. This becomes generation 2. On drone final, add EQ 8 first. High pass around 25 to 40 Hz just to remove rumble. Now listen to the low mids. If it feels boxy or cloudy, dip around 200 to 400 Hz by maybe 2 to 5 dB. If it's biting your ears, do a small dip around 2 to 5 kHz. Tiny moves go a long way on drones. Next, add auto filter again. This time it's a tone control and a movement tool. Low pass 12 or 24. Put the cutoff somewhere between 300 Hz and 3 kHz depending on how dark you want it. Add resonance 10 to 25% and try the drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. That drive adds weight and makes the drone feel more printed, more physical. Now add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive somewhere between 2 and 8 dB. Turn on soft clip. This is one of the easiest ways to make the drone feel like it belongs in drum and bass, because it densifies the mids and tames peaks in a musical way. Then add hybrid reverb again, but make it different from the first one. Try convolution with a room or hall impulse response. Set decay 4 to 12 seconds. And here's a big DNB clarity move. Low cut higher than you think, like 300 to 600 Hz. Mix only 10 to 25%. We're not trying to drown it again. We're trying to add a believable space layer that sits behind the drums. Add utility last. Turn on bass mono, somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. Then set width between 80 and 120%. A lot of beginners go super wide everywhere, but in drum and bass, wide low mids can destroy punch. Keep the body stable, let the air be wide. Now, generation 3. Resample again. Arm resample print again. Solo drone final. Record 16 to 32 bars. This print is where the interactions become permanent. Reverb into saturation. Warp artifacts into filtering. All baked together. That's the sound. Drag the new recording back into drone final. You can replace what you had, or layer it very quietly underneath. Layering can be amazing as long as you keep it controlled. Now you can do fun audio-only moves. Try reversing a few sections to get ghostly swells and risers. Try chopping out a one-bar drone stab. Fade it in, fade it out, and place it right before a drop. Try stretching again for even deeper fog. Here's a powerful extra trick that still stays resampling only. Commit tone and space separately. Do one print that's mostly the core tone, with less reverb. Do another print that's mostly tail, with a high reverb mix, like 60 to 80%. Resample both, then blend the two audio clips in drone final. Now you have mix control without needing sends or complex routing. It's like having a dry layer and a wet layer, both printed. Let's talk arrangement so this actually feels like jungle, not just a sound demo. A simple structure, for the first 16 bars, drone only. Maybe start with a darker filter setting and slowly open the cutoff from around 500 Hz up to 2 kHz for bars 16 to 32. Tease the drop. Add a distant breakbeat ghost loop, super quiet, and high pass it so it's just dick and air. Then make the drone slightly darker again. Maybe pull the reverb mix down a bit and close the filter a touch so there's room for drums. At bar 32, the drop. The drone should sit behind drums and bass. Keep it mostly mid and high, and make sure the sub and kick stay clean. To help it sit, Add a quick sidechain feel, put a compressor on drone final, turn sidechain on, feed it from your kick or drum bus, ratio about 3 to 1, attack 5 to 20 milliseconds, release 80 to 200 milliseconds, then lower the threshold until you're getting about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. The drone will breathe with the groove, and suddenly your mix feels like it has headroom. If you don't want compressor ducking, you can do a more old-school sampler approach. Chop the printed drone into 1-bar chunks and draw clip volume automation to swell on beats 1 and 3. It's subtle, but it adds rhythm without sounding like modern EDM pumping. Now, a few common mistakes to avoid. First, too much low end. Drones sound huge solo, but they will absolutely kill your sub. Don't be afraid to high pass aggressively, sometimes as high as 150 to 400 Hz depending on the drone's role. If you still want warmth, instead of only high passing, try a gentle bell cut around the fundamental of your bass key, often somewhere like 45 to 60 Hz depending on the note. You're designing holes, not just cutting everything. Second, over-reverbing. Long decay plus high mix can turn into undefined fog that masks breaks. A better approach is, keep reverb mix controlled, then resample. You get the feeling of huge space, but it's more stable. Third, no movement. A static drone gets boring fast. Automation is your best friend. And here's a one-knob movement trick. Automate the audio clips transpose slowly by plus or minus 1 to 3 semitones over many bars. With Complex Pro, you get this tape drift vibe and evolving harmonics without touching any devices. Fourth, clipping while resampling. Even with a limiter, keep an eye on meters. Print at reasonable levels. Peaks around minus 12 to minus 6 and your later processing will sound way more expensive. Now let's do a quick 15-minute practice, because repetition is where you start building your own sound. Make 3 drones from the same source note. Drone A, stretch an 8-bar printout to 64 bars for a slow wash. Drone B, do a tiny loop, like an eighth note or even smaller, and use fades to keep it smooth. Drone C, reverse it and pitch it down minus 7 semitones for instant darkness. Arrange them in an intro. Bars 1 to 8, drone A only. Bars 9 to 16, add drone B quietly under A. Bars 17 to 24, fade in drone C and automate filter cutoff to shift the mood. This audio version is shortened for playback.